Blog Talk Radio.
For those who don't know me, I can get a bit crazy. Have to get my way up 24 hours a day, cause I'm every guy everywhere just gives me mad attention. Like I'm under inspection, I always get the 10, cause I'm built like that. I go through guys like money flying.
Which I thought was pretty cool.
But it's so, they're totally two different worlds. They really are. And we're definitely going to get into that topic and talk about each setting, I guess you will. But I just want to address everybody that is here right now. Sharice, hello, dear. Thank you for coming. So good to see you. I am so glad I can always count on you to be here. I love it. And both of our guests, if you do wish to sign up for an account, it is totally free. I will tell you this every time you come here. And you don't have to host your own show, but if you do sign up, then you can interact with us on the chat room. So that would be pretty cool. Love to talk with you and see who you are, of course. Yeah, it's, whew, I am recovered. I am recovered. Don't worry. I was definitely woke up this morning and I was still drunk. I was, oh my gosh, being very scandalous and messaging people, and oh my gosh, it was not good. And then, like, a half hour to an hour later, I'm like, whoa, and that's when it really started kicking in. I wasn't too drunk anymore, just starting to get a little bit hungover, and I'm like, ooh, ugh. I didn't eat anything, like, all friggin' day. I couldn't even do it. I couldn't even do it. I was so sick. But we're good now. I'm back and in action after sleeping and having some nice, greasy McDonald's to help settle the stomach. Pretty ironic, huh? But, yeah, so let's talk about gay stuff. So, first, there's a bunch of things that I have noticed over the years being a gay guy. And it's definitely a different perspective to live your life than, well, for me, than what I was doing when I was straight. And I still did some quote unquote gay things. I had like gay tendency things that I would do with friends, you know, just stupid stuff. Horsing around, boys will be boys, etc. But, you know, I've noticed, you know, the tendency of me being attracted towards other guys ever since I was like very little. And like, I remember sitting there when I was little, like at the pool, watching like really, really good looking guys jumping off the diving board and stuff. And, just sitting there for like ever. I'm surprised they weren't creeped out by me or anything. I mean, maybe they were, I don't know. They just didn't say anything. And always definitely tried to get closer to all the guys that I was around and that would come around my life. And I always wanted to prove to them something or be accepted by them, which is pretty cool. And usually I always was. And then I got to high school and it was so much different. Like, then people would call me out and like say that I was gay and stuff, and like definitely had something to say about my demeanor, which, I mean, for me talking, you might be able to tell I'm gay, or just the things that I do, things that I say, etc. But even before, when I wasn't even openly out, you know, I didn't even know. I was in a heterosexual relationship, and it was interesting. It was like a partnership, but like I was not sexually attracted to the person. Like, it was not, I don't know, it wasn't there. It was interesting. I mean, I loved the person, don't get me wrong, but there was no passion there, and that's what I really wanted. And I noticed that started leaking through to the guys, and like I started understanding it more and more as I got older. Do I think I'm going to be gay for the rest of my life? Who knows? I mean, it's something that I feel now, and I am very, very open with my feelings, and I acknowledge them for what they are. So I'm going to go with them at any time they arise. If I have a feeling like that to be with a girl, then I totally will be, but that's just not happening right now. So I'm just going with the flow, as a lot of people are. Now, I feel like this whole being gay is starting to almost lose its class, if you will, because there's so many gay people out there. There's so many people coming out and, you know, saying they're bi and that they're gay, and a lot of them, I feel, aren't even gay. Like, I feel like they just don't even know what it is. And I feel like they're just kind of using it for some kind of weird cover-up or something, which is ironic because the closet gays, the ones that are still in the closet, use, like, their girlfriends or boyfriends to cover themselves up and be like, oh, no, I'm not gay, blah, 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 blah. Although they might sit there and, you know, meet with 8 different guys in a week or something. I've seen it done. I've seen the case, and I've seen a lot more crazy ones, that's for sure. So what I would definitely like to influence is coming out, of course, if you do feel that you are gay, but don't take it to such an extreme if you are not sure and if you don't know what it is that, what even being gay means. So it's nice to explore the world, of course, and why wouldn't you? There's so many great aspects about being homosexual. And I would say some of the biggest ones are, of course, acceptance. When you come out and you are openly gay, etc., it is such, the people around you and all the other gay people that you'll probably find yourself surrounded with are so, so accepting. They are very accepting. They're some of the most accepting people out there, just because they're living it in their own lives. You know, they know the shunning and the excommunication from certain groups and societies, families, etc. And so they know what it's like to be pushed out. And I think that's one of the most important things about the gay family, the gay group as a community, is that they always will love each other, they always accept each other, and they always will be there for you. Like, it's such a nice thing. And there's so many of them that there's always going to be a gay person around somewhere. And it's definitely this family-like feeling. Like, when you come out, one, coming out is such a huge, huge step. It is a monumental rebirthing, if you will. It really is. It's like, once you accept the fact that you have an attraction to the same sex, it is admitting it to yourself, of course, and acknowledging those feelings. And then also, it really puts you in a different perspective in society's point of view. It is so enlivening, and it's like you finally accept who you are and what you want, and it makes you feel complete. And that's what I'm going to stress here is, if you have come out and you've said that, you know, you are gay, you have an attraction to the same sex, then you're going to, you should feel liberated and, you know, completely rebirth into, like, this whole new area and attitude of life and what you view as successful relationships. It's going to change everything. And if it doesn't, then you're More than likely, 9 times out of 10, you're probably not gay, if it doesn't feel like that. Sure, and the point is, it's supposed to feel like that for yourself. Like, maybe the family won't accept it, which I've seen that dozens and dozens of times. You know, a lot of people are just afraid to come out just because of what their family is going to say. And that, to me, is such a sad feeling. It gets so sad. I'm like, ugh. It just breaks my heart to see somebody not being able to be who they want to be. And I hate when people feel scared and victimized just because of one decision that they've made. You know, that goes not just for being gay, but many decisions, you know. For example, if you're in a family of doctors and you make a choice to go to school to be an interpretive dancer, you know, your family could shun you for that reason, and it doesn't feel good, definitely not. But when you follow what you love and when you pursue what you love, your life is definitely going to be that much more rewarding. And sure, you might not have the family support if that's the case, but why? I couldn't understand living with a family that doesn't accept my decisions. I would be very, very disappointed as in my family, as people, like individuals that you know, are unaccepting of what I have chosen to do with my life. I would feel so upset and crushed. And, you know, when you do make these kinds of decisions, you're definitely not left alone. There's always going to be other people out there that do relate to you, that do understand you, that can understand what you are feeling. And there's always going to be people that are accepting. You know, being accepted is one of the most natural human wants that we have. You know, we want to be accepted. We want to be valued for who we are, etc. And I think it's to the point where when you have enough self-love to give to yourself, not even to another person, it's going to bring you other people that, you know, have that self-love, that self-worth, self-reliance, whatever you want to call it. And it's going to make you feel that much better, because when you're surrounded by those people, you can really notice how your life turns in such a positive direction, especially if it's not going so good. Now, of course, there's a bunch there, you know, you can get lucky, which I certainly did. You know, coming out at 15 years old was not, it wasn't easy, but it really wasn't that hard either, because I'm in a very accepting generation, and it's all about, you know, new things. We're a very, very real generation, and there's definitely more gay people now than there ever was. And so, like I said, I got very lucky. You know, my friends accepted it, and my family definitely accepted it. You know, maybe they don't agree with what I choose to do, but they do accept me, and they do love me, regardless, because I am their family. And, you know, of course, there's going to be family dramas in between, et cetera, et cetera. But just the fact that they do, you know, that they don't really care, that's what a real family is, I think. I think that's one of the best aspects that I have with my family, is that they all do accept me and they love me for who I am, no matter what I decide to do. You know, it's not like I'm sitting here being super flamboyant, super gay in front of them, you know, having hardcore bareback sex on their couch. You know, I'm not doing that, nor am I tonguing my boyfriend in front of them. And I wouldn't even do that with a girl. That's just wrong and disrespectful and not classy at all. And going back to the class, I really, you know, I remember the days that people actually that were gay had a higher class to them. They seemed to be more advanced, more evolved souls, more evolved people. And I really, really miss that. It feels like it's just being used now, like some kind of cheap imitation almost. I'm so sad. I don't want it. I want it to regain its class and its status. I want it to be back pretty much how it was. And I think a lot of people just make a mockery of it. You know, socially, right now, being gay is like a joke. Like, it's a comedic aspect. It's something that comedians would use to, you know, make everybody laugh. And I've noticed a lot recently that is a lot of their punchlines. It's a lot of their jokes is coming from gay people, you know, and it's mainly the guys. The guys will use gay as some kind of punchline. And they are just, they can always get a laugh with it because they think it's, you know, so funny, blah, 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 blah. But, like, in all reality, you know, it's probably them. Either they've been through it or they don't understand it, you know. And, I mean, it's funny how it is accepted in this way. And at least it's being accepted, you know, it's, people can laugh about it. And to me, that even shows me that gay people even bring the straight people laughs and, you know, good feelings, good positive feelings all around. Because when you drop, like, a gay joke, it's funny to them, it's funny to straight people. I mean, I laugh at some of them, too. Of course they're funny. Depends on the nature of it. But when they victimize and they just make fun and they, like, you know, talk shit, so to speak, about something that they really don't even know. And I think it's just, you know, not tasteful at all, and it's been out of spite rather than respect. And I do want to touch a little bit about the respect part. As a homosexual gay male myself, I have noticed that there's this unspoken nerve to, at least myself, when I communicate with other people, and especially heterosexual people and straight people, I notice that there's like this respect to it almost. And I get it. Maybe it's because I put it out there naturally for other people. And, I give them the utmost respect. And I have respect for myself. But I've noticed that, like, as when I am openly out and people know that I'm out, and if I go to a party or something, there's certain people that definitely will not come up and talk with me. They won't come up and start conversation, etc. And even while hanging out with, like, smaller groups of friends and people, I'll notice that, like, the straight ones usually don't have anything to say. They won't really say anything. And it's like they're almost giving you the courtesy to be able to speak and be able to talk and be able to be who you are. But at the same time, you know that they're kind of thinking about it. And you can definitely sense when someone is kind of weirded out or awkward because of just your presence. It's definitely something that is easy to sense. And, you know, those people, they're very interesting. I like those kind of people. Those are the kind of people I like to make advances on. For example, I'm pretty sure a lot of gay guys like to hit on straight guys and try to convert them, you know, put them over to the dark side, whatever you want to call it. And I know I definitely am very, very intrigued by straight guys, and not quite sure why, but it is what it is. And I guess it's just that whole, you know, having something or wanting something you can't have. It could be that to it. I mean, we all want things that we can't have. But I've definitely had a good few straight people, you know, converted some, et cetera, et cetera. And then there's some that I'm still, you know, talking with and working on. And I don't think it's to the point where I want to convert them over and, you know, have them date me or have them, like, you know, just be gay and in the group, whatever, whatever. Like, I want them, if I see, okay, one, you guys all know that I'm really, really good at reading people. And when I can see these tendencies, when I can see these things coming out of a person, yeah, pun intended, that's right, I notice how they're feeling, and I want to help them, you know, bring it into something more loving, you know, constructive, something more stable for them. And I want them to feel the positivity and the happiness that I have felt, you know, previously with coming out and being my own true self. I want them to experience, you know, that amazing positive feeling. I want them to be able to, yes, you know, relate to their emotions and be able to do so much with themselves almost. Like, it's hard to explain, but, like, a gay person, I would say, is 9 times out of 10 more likely to be way more in tune with his or her emotions. You know, they understand what's going on. And there's a huge thing going on. I'm sure you all have heard about 2012, and, you know, you all have your preconceived notions about what it is and what is going to happen, etc. But the one thing that I do know for sure is that we are experiencing a rise in the female energy. We have lived in mankind for a very, very, very long time. And now it's starting to change a little bit, and it's switching over to the other side. Now, from what I've read and some of the research that I've gone through, it is, oh boy, I totally lost my train of thought. Sorry, I'm like looking in the chat room, looking on the switchboard. Through the research that I have gone through, it is going to be of the utmost importance for Earth and humanity's survival to switch over to this feminine energy, to switch to, I guess you could call it womankind, you know, instead of mankind. And apparently it's a huge degree with our survival and how we are going to survive and evolve as a human race. As a lot of the beings that were here before, you know, over 13,000 years ago, did not live through that. So this is definitely, if not anything else, it's a huge test for us as beings and as human beings to see how we can get past this. I'm going to bring on our 323 area code and see what they have to say. Caller, can you tell me your name, please, and why you're calling in?
Hi, this is Duffy.
Hello?
Hi, this is Duffy.
Oh, hey, Jesse, how's it going?
Hi, I was wondering if you give me a reading, because I see that you're a psychic, or you get some insight, better said.
Oh, okay. I could do that for you. Do you have me on speaker?
No. It must be because I have my headset on. Is it better now?
Yeah, it is. Oh, I can still kind of hear an echo. I can hear myself talking.
Well, it must be on your end, because mine is fine.
Oh, do you have the other page open?
No, I'm not calling from Skype. It must be that, I guess.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, well, we'll live through it and see how it goes. Okay. Well, what I do is I do their card readings, okay, and they help me to see physical, and they help you to relate way better. So what I need you to do is we're going to take you into a subtle stage of self-hypnosis, okay? And you are going to count from 1 to 7, okay? And I want you to picture the number in your mind, okay? And every time that you speak the number out loud, I want you to imagine that you are sending that number to me as if I can see the number in your head, okay?
All right.
All right, so go ahead and start at number 1 whenever you are ready.
All right. 1 nigger cock, 2 nigger cocks, 3 nigger cocks in your fucking ass, you big faggot. Oh, you're a massive faggot, dude. Look at you, you're the biggest faggot in CTI, bro. What's up?
What's going on? So you got some words to say?
Yeah, do you like mud chips up your ass?
No, I definitely don't.
I heard faggots are into that. I heard they're like getting the mud chips up their ass.
I don't even know what that is. But I'm definitely not a faggot, that's for sure.
Dude, you're like the biggest fag in BTR, man. What's up?
Oh, really? Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, man, I'm like Psychic Strip's brother.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Well,
faggot.
Wow.
Wow.
That's pretty nice. So do you have anything else to say about gay people?
Yeah, you guys have AIDS, you're faggots, you like mud kips up your ass.
Actually, can I tell you something? This is a true fact, I guess. What is it? African American women are the highest contracting rates, or whatever that word is.
Then they give it to male niggers, and male niggers fuck a gay guys. So therefore, your buddies carry it. So yeah, I'll be careful if I were you, man. You're like some.
I'm definitely careful. I don't sit there and go and have sex with everybody that I meet. So don't you worry.
I've always been curious. Do you take enemas before they fuck in the ass?
No, I do not actually.
Wait. So
what
I
else
need the
do
bitch.
You want to know?
I don't know, man. I'm really not into faggots, but yeah, dude. That's all I always wanted to know. Did you take NMS when they give it to you through the ass?
No, I do not.
Well,
wow.
Man, I hope you don't have AIDS.
Oh, I hope I don't either. Thank you.
Answer's funnier. other than that, don't be a faggot, man. That's not cool.
Oh, very nice. Well, thank you for your opinion. I'm sorry that you do not like my choices, but, you know, it's pretty nice. I don't judge you or criticize you on any of your decisions.
It's Jesus. It's Jesus, dude. Jesus.
Oh, it's Jesus' choice?
Yeah, it's not my choice, man. I'm just, you know, Jesus just told me to call you. You know, I got a Twitter from him. He said, yo, shut this faggot down, but... Know what I'm saying?
Wow.
It's not my
very
choice.
Cool. You should probably tell him to call in. I'd like to talk to Jesus.
He'll probably throw up on his phone, man. You, just by looking at your profile picture, he'd probably, like, fucking throw up. Yeah, man.
Well, I mean, what attracted you here? Do you have some kind of secret homosexual urge that you need to express or that you need to bash or something? Because I feel it definitely coming from you.
So, man, you calling me a faggot? You calling me a crusted faggot? I mean, come on, man.
Did you hear me say that? Really? Really? Why are you trying to put words in my mouth?
Man, you know, like, just by talking to you, I feel like a fag, so I'm just going to hang up and call you a nigger and a faggot. Peace out.
Well, thank you for calling. I definitely have your number. I'm going to keep that on record just in case. And you take care, buddy.
All right.
Well, that was a very interesting caller. I knew we would get some kind of people here that did not agree with homosexuality. But it's okay. Let's see, who is going? Black Moon at AIDS, and he doesn't use animals before he has anal sex. Okay, BTR Mandolin. Whatever. Would you? Are you another troll too? Are you here to talk shit? Because if you are, then you might as well get it out in the open, because this is probably one of the only shows that tolerates it. It's okay if people have negative things to say. I am standing firm, and I follow all of my decisions, and I'll never back down. So keep calling in. Go ahead. That's totally fine. Yes, I did say that. You think what is disgusting? Don't even make sense. Well, I mean, I don't have anal sex, so why would I even have to worry about cleaning myself? Oh, well. So anyways. Oh, hey, Lance. Yeah, that's the number. You can call in if you want. Definitely getting trolled here, and people are not very happy with my homosexual topic, I guess. Oh, well. So, anyways, I am definitely standing firm with, what's the card? Oh, interesting. You know what? The first card that I pulled is the fox. Pretty friggin' interesting. Definitely a sly trickster that definitely wanted to throw me off topic. And, yeah, definitely relate to him. Listen, BTR Mandolin, you don't need to sit here and tell me what I do and do not do. Yes, I have had anal sex before, and yes, I cleaned myself before, but no, I don't use an enema or whatever. There's things that you can do, and actually, my friend bought me this book. It was like $2 at some store, and it's called Sex for Gay Guys, and they tell you in there, they advise you to go get douches and stuff, and then you have to go buy them in the store, and they talk about how awkward it is going in there and being all, yeah, you know, I'm getting a douche, you know, to douche my ass out, whatever. So, it's a thing that many people will deal with in their lifetime. Oh, well. Being clean is a very, very good thing. And, you know, I am pretty sure that not just gay people, you know, use douches and shit like that to clean out their ass. A lot of people go to, I don't even know what that is, an octometrist. I don't even know. One of those people that cleans your shitter out and they totally, like, have it suck out, like, everything. Oh, my gosh. What's up, George? How's it going? Yeah. Oh, boy. All right, hang on. I'm having a show right now. I'm in a live show. All right. Yeah, my friend George has stopped over. We're talking about gay people, George. And I got a lot of people, a lot of gay haters here. George is a straight friend of mine and totally accepts the fact that I'm gay. Definitely still likes to kick it with me. So, I probably have a lot of haters, dude. So let's see what's the next. Who's this next? Oh, we're going to bring on 781. Please tell me your name and the purpose of you calling.
My name is Bill Wagner. And I'm perfectly called to promote my book.
You're Hello? Not Bill Wagner. You're Lance.
Yeah, yeah. Could you please buy my book?
What?
Could you buy my book? My book. Can you buy it?
Can I buy your dick?
Yeah, except it's in the form of a book.
I do not want to buy it. I don't need to buy any penis.
Why not? You can read it. You can learn. You can learn from it. You can sap to it. It's a picture book, so it has lots of CP in it. According to Bill Wagner, who is me, it can save your life.
Oh, wow. That's a pretty powerful penis you got there. I don't think I would ever want to buy that, though.
I want to know, Mr. Green Teacher, how many times in your life so far have you proceeded to get an HIV test?
Oh, definitely every 3 months. I always get checked, and I'm always making sure that I'm clean. Even if I'm not having sex with any guys, I'm still on my stuff. I mean, everybody.
Yeah, because, of course. I mean, I respect that you get it every 3 months because... there's been this big talk about how people can get AIDS from swimming in a pool, and how pools in America are highly concentrated with the HIV virus.
Wow. Well, I definitely have not heard of that. Where did you get your sources from?
I read my own book, and my own book states that the pool is always closed due to AIDS. And AIDS
wow.
is the number one killer of, AIDS.
Well, man, you must have some really shitty pools because, I mean, we're pretty advanced now to the point where we use chlorine, which kills a lot of germs and bacteria. And I'm pretty sure
I definitely know states like Ohio lack that element in the swimming pool. And the AIDS just outnumber the chlorine, and they find ways to adapt and outsmart the chlorine. And HIV actually, it goes from the pool into the atmosphere, and when you breathe in the air around the swimming pool, it gets contaminated in your lungs, and you get AIDS.
Well, you probably should definitely not go swimming then if you're in Ohio, because I'm sure you don't want AIDS, right?
I think it might have been East Lake, Ohio. I'm not sure, though, but somewhere around there, they have a large amount of AIDS. And, I mean, it's not healthy. I mean, I just want to inform everyone. I write about this in my book. My name is Bill Wagner. And BTR closed the pool on me because I was talking about too much AIDS.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously. So maybe it's something you shouldn't worry about anymore. But if it is one of your main interests and concerns, I can definitely direct you to a lot of great organizations that do deal with AIDS. Actually, one of my great friends and future clients, he is the financer for the Greater AIDS Task Force of Ohio. So he knows all about that. You know, it's all about people that do contract the disease and that need financial help and planning for it. So he definitely has a really good job, and there's a lot of people that will care for you if you do have AIDS and if you do contract it. And, you know, it's not a dying issue. Of course, you are slowly dying, but it is your immune system that is completely shot, is gone. So you definitely contract a lot of other sicknesses. So it's a really great organization that you can get involved in, you know, help them with, promote, support them. And Yeah, I can definitely give you that information in the chat room if you wish. I'll probably just put it there
indeed,
now.
Indeed, indeed. But, Dream Teacher, you're actually boring the balls off of me, so I'm going to go and say goodbye. Is that okay?
All right. Very wonderful. Thank you, Lance, for calling in, and take care, buddy. All right. Yeah, that was not Bill Wagner, just to let you guys know. All right, we have another anonymous caller. Let's see. Put this anonymous caller through. Please tell me your name and the reason why you are calling.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, this is Pimpad. I'm 150% American, and I hate faggots and niggers, in which you are both.
Oh, I'm actually white, just to let you know. And I'm not a faggot, I'm a gay male.
No, you're a faggot. A gay male is a faggot.
No, a faggot is actually a bundle of sticks. Precise,
no, it isn't. Don't be a fucking smartass just because you want to defend your gayness, you fucking faggot. It was Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Okay. Well, that's fine. You can.
No,
what
yeah.
You want.
Get your AIDS out of our country. Leave our country. Fags are not allowed.
There's fags everywhere, so you better get used to it.
Not
yeah.
Well, they're everywhere. Let's start a, you know, I'm going to be like Hitler, and I'm going to just start a genocide on fags.
Well, then you can definitely go ahead and start whatever you want. Of course, I do not support it, and I don't think you're going to get very far, especially here. But
why not?
Good luck.
Why not?
Whatever you're doing.
I have enough money to start a crematorium. I could just throw all the faggots in there. I mean, like, I could just
well,
put a, I could put a, I could put a big, like,
instead
oven.
Instead of talking
in,
shit,
in,
why don't you
no,
do
shut
something
up,
about
shut
it?
The, shut the fuck up. I can have a
why?
Big oven.
Why?
A big hole.
Show.
There would be, a, there would be a hole on the back of the oven. It would be a glory hole, and all the gay people would try to stick their dick in the glory hole, but they'd burn to death because they're so goddamn stupid.
Oh, really?
The AIDS eats away from their brain cells. Look at you, you're so gay. Look at your fucking picture. You're tell me you're not. Oh my god, tell me.
Obviously,
you actually,
I am gay. I'm completely openly gay and not.
Love yourself.
At all.
Tell me that your parents do not disown you.
My parents are totally accepting of
the
fact. Actually,
shit.
My entire
yeah.
family is.
I bet you're, yeah, I bet
really?
Your father's still proud of you too. Oh, my son's a
yeah,
fan,
my
but
father
I
is
that.
Very happy with what
yeah.
I do with my
life. No, if he is, then he's a faggot, too, and he sucks your dick.
No, he definitely doesn't. Not
yeah.
about incest.
Okay, yeah, yes, you are. Actually, I know for a fact that you're all about incest.
Oh, really? You know that?
Yeah, I do know that, because you're a faggot.
Oh, good
one.
Don't
do that. Yeah,
oh
your
God.
Family hates you, because you're gay.
No. I gotta mention, you do sound pretty cute, though. I like the sound of your voice.
No, yeah, now you're just trying to get to me. Sorry, I'm into women. I like.
Oh,
women.
Really?
Wait, I gotta ask you a question. What do you not like about the vagina?
Well, it's not that it's anything I don't like. I've been in plenty of straight relationships. I've had about, like, I don't know,
bullshit.
Over 10 girlfriends.
Yeah, over
really?
10 girlfriends. Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You might as well be saying, I've had over one girlfriend. Yeah. I've
okay,
had over
well, regardless, I've definitely dated many girls, and I have experienced what
many
they
girls
had,
is not one.
It's not what I wanted. It's not where my desire was. It's not my passion. I
your
have
desire,
had an attraction to guys for a long time.
Do you know that fucking it's an exit only? Like, take, for example, you go to the grocery store, and you go into the exit only while other customers are trying to leave with their shopping carts. You get in the way, and that kind of ticks them off, and then they hit you with a shopping cart on accident or something. And you're not allowed to go in that exit. Why? Because shit's supposed to leave.
Right.
So, yeah, so, oh, yeah, and that also, that's not the way it's supposed to be. I heard it really hurts to have anal.
Well, it depends on the person and what you're into. And, you know, you don't have to take it in the ass just to be gay. You know,
where do you
it's
take
not
ass?
All about that.
Well, what
it's
else
not about you? Just having anal sex. It's about something way more that you will never understand. You will never understand an emotional connection between two people. I guarantee that.
Actually,
I
do. Actually, yeah, I've had girlfriends before, but, yeah, I'm not gay. I don't know if I would know about that because, well, I'm not gay. You can give anal to a girl, but you can't, well, I guess you can. You can cross swords with a guy, which is not exactly the same thing, but it's somewhere else to put it. So, yeah. Where else do you put it other
yeah.
than anal? Bag it?
I mean, in each other's mouths? Do you really want to know?
In each other's ear?
I mean, I've heard people do that before, but not me. Definitely not.
Yeah.
People do fucked up shit, man. And you know what?
Yeah, fucked
That's
up
all
shit
I'm
like
now.
Sodomy. Like sodomy and gayness. That's fucked up shit.
Only because you've never experienced it. You never found the right guy. I'm sorry.
No, I'm not gay.
That's okay. That's quite all right.
Actually, I am straight. I'm a normal person, as opposed
Congratulations
to the
for
gay.
Accepting and knowing gay who you are. Congratulations.
Are
that makes two of us on air right now that know exactly who they are.
Shut up. You're a faggot. Get that fucking lisp off the air. Nobody wants your shit.
Actually, there's
well,
a lot of people here that love my show and like to listen in, so sorry, I'm sticking around, buddy.
Well, hey, have you ever thought about this? Like, if you fucked your boyfriend in the asshole, then he sucked your dick, well, would he be pretty much, like, eating your shit? Or eating his own shit?
I mean, it's possible. If you have poop on your dick, then, yeah, you're going to be eating it.
Well, are you kind of afraid of that? You don't have to worry about any of that if you're straight.
Well, what about all the straight people that have anal sex?
Well, you're not supposed to, but I guess you can, but the majority of
There's
people straight enter the front. They enter the entrance. Not the majority, but I'm saying the majority of gay people enter the exit.
Yeah.
And the majority of straight people enter the right way. The correct way, the moral way.
Right, so
we've established
that there are many sexual preferences out there, no matter what your sexuality is. So, taking that out of context, there's a bigger underlying meaning of homosexual relationships, okay? And if you would like to talk about that, I would be glad to talk with you about that, but I'm not here to talk about sex, okay?
Well, just on a somewhat unrelated thing, are you liberal by any chance?
I don't know what that means, so no.
Liberal, like you're pro-abortion, you're pro-gay rights, and you're pro-faggotry?
I do not promote anything of that sort. I'm not political.
You don't promote gay rights or faggotry? Wow, what kind of a gay are you?
You don't even
you
know.
Wish you were straight. Yeah, I bet you're the guy that has a special gag reflex so you can throw up on your boyfriend's dick and use it as lube. Yeah.
Oh, you're too funny. Actually, I don't have a gag reflex, buddy.
Oh, you don't? But, you already washed that away when you were 14. Did your dad molest you when you were 14?
Yeah. Okay. Well, do you have any other questions, man? Because I'm getting sick and tired of talking to you.
Why? You're getting trolled. You're getting completely pissed off. I'm having a reasonable conversation with you because you're a fag. You don't deserve a regular conversation. You're not a person. Gays are not people.
Oh, wow. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, really.
Okay, well, listen. You can talk all the shit you want, and you know what? If that's what you need to do, then go ahead. Get out of your system right now because I'm going to let you say it. Go ahead.
You're going to let me say it?
Yes,
say, well, I I'm saying whatever. I mean, what's stopping you now? I mean, you didn't stop me before. What's the problem? Are you going to stop me now? I've been talking, and all of a sudden you're telling me to say what I want to say, but I've been saying it.
Well,
I think you're a nigger.
I think you should say the point why you called in.
The point why I called in, I just want to tell you that you don't deserve in our country, and fags are not people.
All right. Well, then you said your piece, and thank you for calling in.
faggot, nigger.
Okay, that's boring. Black Goddess, yes. I am really gay, I promise. Oh, you're too cute. Anyways. Oh boy. We have another troller. We have another friggin' prank caller. Let's see what the hell that they have to say. Mind you, everybody, just to make clear where I stand. Yes, I am gay, and I am proud of every decision that I have made. I, again, will stand by it. And just because I'm gay doesn't mean I have anal sex all the time. Doesn't mean that I have AIDS. Okay? So, let's see what this next caller has to say. Skype caller, you're on the air. Please tell me your name and the purpose of your call.
Oh my god, not that hoe.
Who?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Who is
I'm
this?
I'm sorry. Oh, hi. This is Brenda Lynn from Georgia. I'm sorry about that. I'm talking to some other people on Skype, and they're, like, talking about some Bill Wagner guy, and it's pretty dramatic. I just want to call you up and say I am so sorry you're gay because, man, you are fine, and I would hit that all over.
Well, thank you. It's quite a sorry little subject.
Maybe. That's what we call a waste of a penis. Oh, my God. I would so blow you right now.
Oh, wow. You're crazy, girl. See, that's another reason.
I think I'm straight, baby. I will make you straight.
It is so sad that you would totally do that. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. I gotta tell you, just look at your picture. Yeah.
And now it's women like you that definitely make me feel way more comfortable with my sexuality. You guys don't even know. You don't even respect yourselves. You guys are like, in porn, you're so many nasty things.
But I'm 18 and I'm a virgin.
Oh, really?
I'm more pervert. Yeah. I'm not going to have sex until I'm married. I just wanted you to know that your body was totally fuckable.
Oh, well, thank you, but you will never get this in the words of Borat. Anything else that you would like to say, dear?
Yeah, I would like to say that, like I said, it's a total shame. You know, I would go straight for you. You should definitely go straight for me. We make awesome little babies.
So wait, are you a lesbian then?
Yeah.
Are you? So tell me about it. Tell me what made you decide to be a lesbian.
Actually, I don't know. When I was 13, it just dawned on me one day that chicks turned me on and guys just didn't. One thing led to another, and I realized I was gay.
Oh,
it was kind of
well,
a gradual thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely something that takes a lot of time. Were the people around you accepting of it?
Oh, no. My mother doesn't even know. Oh, my God. Super Christian. She would disown me. And
even though
I'm 18 right now, I don't want to handle that.
Yeah, it's definitely a big, big burden. It's a huge setback. But that's what I was talking about before. You know, you should really be comfortable with being yourself and accepting yourself. And, you know, if those people don't accept you for who you are, then those aren't people that you want to be around anyways. Sure, you know, they may pay for your college bills, you know, or whatever you're doing, any kind of bills, probably insurance for that matter. And
I'm
nice
working,
you
know, I'm getting a scholarship for that. I just don't want to lose their love right now, so.
Well, that's very sad that they wouldn't love you just for a decision that you made. That's very
sad.
Yeah,
it is. So, I mean, like, one of these days, though, I'm just going to go up to him and be like, I'm a faggot, Mom, get over it.
Well, I mean, if you're comfortable with using that term, then that's fine with me, I don't care. But But I don't think they would be very happy to hear that in such an immature manner.
Yeah, you know, they wouldn't, but I'm one of those people, I say stuff just to be shock value sometimes, so they'll actually probably think I'm joking. They'll probably think the next big prank that I'm trying to pull over on them.
Actually, do you want to hear something really funny? I actually said something to my mom the first time on April 1st, and I totally didn't realize it. And I was like, Mom, I have to talk to you about something when you pick me up this weekend, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, what is it? What is it? And I'm like, nothing. I'm like, I have to talk to you about it in person. She's like, what, are you gay? And I'm like, Mom, just let me talk to you in person. And she's like, ha-ha, Brandon's gay, Brandon's gay. And then all of a sudden my brother sends me a message. He's like, ha-ha, good one, bro. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm like, go figure. Go figure. It was so funny. I was like, go figure this would happen. And then it turns out I'm like, yeah, Mom, really? I am gay. Sorry.
Yeah. They don't believe anything I tell them. Like, I once told them I was pregnant as a joke, and they were like, yeah, right.
And
just watch.
Were you
one
pregnant?
Day I will. Just watch. One day something's going to happen. I don't know. I'm going to get pregnant, and I'm going to tell them. They're going to be like, yeah, right. Sarah's never wanted kids. She's just pulling us.
And then you really will be. And then they'll be like, oh, shit, we should have believed her.
I'd be like, bet you when I'm popping up this kid, you'll believe me.
Yeah, exactly. Well, hopefully that your parents start to believe you, and maybe you'll be comfortable enough to admit to them that you have a little secret liking for girls.
Yeah, well, keep being gay, you know. Have a good night.
Thank you, dear. Okay. Well, I'm sure that was another one of the, what is it, the Bill Wagner crew here. I hope they all enjoyed and got to say what they needed to say. I totally had a feeling that there was going to be some clashing of opinions here. And you know what? Even after everything that was said, it doesn't faze me. You know, again, you guys control my show all you want, and still going to keep doing it. Won't break down. Sorry. A lot stronger than that, and I serve this show through a higher purpose for myself and for the love of all people that I inhabit this planet with, you know, not just this country, not just this state, the entire planet. You guys are all my brothers and sisters. I love you all very much. Even if you don't have some very nice things to say, it doesn't matter to me. I still have great respect for everybody that I am here with. And of course, an even more concerning love for the people that are here for me and for the love of people that accept themselves for who they are. So, very, very intense show today. I would definitely say so. I want to thank everybody that has called in and everybody that had an opinion to say. I want to thank everybody for joining in the chat room. I'm going to send some big hearts to Sharice. Thank you for being here, staying steady, and holding the steady pace in the chat room. BTR Mandolin, Black Goddess LaShonda, and then all of the guests, of course. So thank you all very much for coming. Yes, I am still going to be gay the next time you come here, and hopefully we all gained a new perspective on the whole social content of being gay. So I'm probably going to continue this conversation next week on next week's show, just because it seems to be one that people are very interested in. So I'll see what I can do. And just to keep the very gay thing going, I'm going to play Naturally by Selena Gomez, because I absolutely love her, love her songs. Again, thank you all so much for coming, and I will be here next Thursday at 11 o'clock. Much love, light to all you people. Of course, sweet dreams, my friends.